welcome to Kingsnake.com and Club Kingsnake. Tonight we've got Ray Wiley Hubbard here. He's about to perform at Austin's World Famous Thread Guild. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to the show.
How have you been doing since you released the album?
Well, really good. The album's done real well, and I've traveled, as they say out there, you know, working the record. So I've been doing that, traveling all over California and the Midwest, and went to Europe last year, of course, and had a great time. So I've been busy.
Yeah. You went on a boat trip this year, didn't you?
We went on the Cross-Canadian Ragweed Caribbean Tour with Ragweed and Wade Bowen and Reckless Kelly and George DeFore, and it was quite a time. It was very, the boys have a third degree black belt in debauchery, I will say that. They get out on the high seas and they run wild in the confines of the boat. So it was a lot of fun. Got to take Lucas, and so he got up and played, and we played. It was just a great time.
How's Lucas doing with the touring? I mean, he's getting to see the world pretty good for a 16, 17.
Well, see, just, it was 14.
14,
yeah,
there you go.
Just turned 14, and he's playing guitar, and he's he was playing them old blues, you know, and so we went out last week on a tour bus and threw him in the back. He got up and sat in with us, and he's having a good time, you know. I'm not forcing him to do it. You know, he kind of picks and chooses his gigs. He's not going to be here tonight because he's going to be over at a friend's house. But he's doing good. I'm really proud of him, making straight A's, which I don't know where he gets that. I have no idea where he gets that.
Snake Farm has been a pretty good success for you. I know the reptile people that we hang around with find it quite their favorite album.
Yeah, it's a cool song. I'm really happy with it because it's it's one of those things, you know, of course, drove by the snake farm. You're driven by and everything, and all of a sudden you drove by and you just, ooh, man, it just sounds nasty. And I'm like, well, it is. It's a snake farm. It's not a hospital. So I had the chorus, and I said, well, what am I going to do with it? And I said, I'm making it to a love song. It's about a man who is in love with a woman who works at the snake farm. He's not particularly wild about snakes, but he loves her, so, you know, he does that. Yeah. Hey, man, how you doing? Good to see you. There we go.
That's the great thing about doing your own video. You never know what's going to happen next. Now, you'd mentioned to me earlier about maybe re-releasing a new version of Snake Farm.
We're going to do a live version of it because people, it's one of those things when you do it live, people sing along and just have a really good time with it. So we're going to probably, I don't know where we're going to do it or exactly when, but that's our, you know, kind of the demand for it. Say, man, because people have so much fun singing it, so we said, why not do a live version of it? So that's the next step for the Snake Farm.
Okay. Well, now, you told me earlier that you had been working up some new songs for a new studio album.
Yeah, we got about 10 or 11 done that I feel real good about. I'm doing, I think, 3 new ones live, but then I haven't, the other 7 or 8 I haven't learned yet, but I do have them written, so that's kind of upcoming, too, that we're going to, I got the songs there now, just got to figure out the time and, you know, when we're going to record.
Okay, now you're also a man of many talents. We were talking about screenwriting and films and all sorts of stuff.
Well, I scored a thing called Texas Ranger Murder Cases from Court TV, where they kind of go back and do reenactments of these murder cases that the Texas Rangers did. So through a friend of mine, Taylor Russell, who's a director out in California, we went in there. So we went in there with Burf Morlitz and Gord Reeves and Rick Richards and scored, put the music behind this this TV show. So, and that was really cool. So then I got involved and wrote a screenplay with this guy, and so we're in the process right now of we shot a short, you know, a little trailer with Jack Ingram and Gary Busey and Taryn Manning.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really cool. It's it's pretty much Western, you know, happens in Texas, Mexico 1911. I describe it as a bunch of despicable people cussing and killing each other. But it's, you know, there's other stuff in it. So that's been really new for me, you know.
Well, it sounds like it's a true Texas tale, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. In fact,
it may not be true, but it's a Texas Tales?
Well, actually, there's a scene in the movie that actually has a snake. You know, we haven't really decided which snake it would be yet, but it does have a reptile in it.
Well, Ray, if we can help you provide that reptile, as long as we stay within the laws of the state of Texas.
Yes, of course, we got to do that. We're going to probably shoot it in Texas, I think, in April. And like I say, I've talked to Jack Ingram. He's in it, and Taryn, and talked to some of these Texas guys. Billy Joe said he would do it, and some of these guys, Ragweed and Hayes Carl, and, you know, going to kind of contribute to music. But when we get time to cast the snake, we'll get you a call.
Sounds good. Well, you're going to go see Billy Joe tomorrow night, aren't you?
Yes, I am. He's doing great. He's just doing great. He's doing really well, man. He's writing like crazy, too. So, got a lot of energy. So, we've been doing a lot of shows together.
Well, Ray, it's been great talking with you.
It has been for me, too. It's been fun.
I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule tonight.
You bet.
You have a good show.
All right. Thank you.
And everybody... My snake is bigger than your snake. This is Jeff Berenger for Club King Snake with Ray Wiley Hubbard.